Welcome to the Second Peaks, Travis.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Likewise. Travis, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
I do. And this is something I'm a big reader. I'm a big personal development person. So this is something that I got from Robin Sharma some years ago. And he's a big advocate of being part of the 5 a.m. club, getting up before some of the things that come from work disturb us, and doing a thing called the 20-20-20. Okay, so that is 20 minutes of movement, 20 minutes of journaling, and 20 minutes of learning. Sometimes you can combine those a little bit. I guess we're always looking to get things done faster. So I am quite often, while I'm stretching in the morning, listening to an audible or that kind of thing. And then the journaling. The journaling is just so important for me, for mindset. I like to use a specific journal. The specific journal is the 5-minute gratitude journal. You can find one of those on Amazon.com. And it starts off like, what are three things that you're grateful for today? Zig Ziglar said that your attitude will determine your altitude. Well, I like to say that your gratitude will determine your attitude, right? So starting off your day with gratitude, moving into like an intention for the day, you know, what would make today great, using affirmations. Quite often we are the worst critics of ourselves. We talk to ourselves in ways that we wouldn't talk to anyone else. So it's good to have little positive affirmations as well. And that is my morning ritual.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
The best constructive guidance that I've received in my career is that it said 5 years from now that you'll be the same person except for the people you meet and the books you read. And so for me, that's I guess that kind of ties in a little bit to my first answer as to how much of a personal development person that I am. Like you can't go to the next level with the same level of thinking that got you to the first level. So the only way that you're ever going to level up your game is, well, like listening to shows like the one that we're doing today. That's one way. Of course, attending conferences, joining masterminds to increase our circle of genius, reading those books or listening to podcasts, that kind of thing. And so to me, it's always about self-improvement because our business is a reflection of ourself. And so if we want to have a big dream, we need to do big things to improve ourselves.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
The most courageous thing I've done in the past year, I think that I faced my challenges head on. I've been through a lot of challenges in my life. You know, I have a book on Amazon.com called Journey Fitness that talks about the struggle. But this past year, I was diagnosed with a rare blood disease called hemochromatosis. And what it meant was that my body was keeping all of my iron, very dangerous for my liver, very dangerous for my pancreas, very dangerous for my heart. Most people find out about a disease like this because they're changing color and organs are failing. So for me, you know, thankfully I just discovered it through a naturopathic appointment. I was catching it early and I was able to meet that challenge head on and in a way that, one, I had peace in my spirit as I approached it, but I have a never give up core value. It's painted on the walls of our business at Journey Fitness 333 and, it was just very important for me to approach it from every aspect. So the first thing I did, personal development guy, read a book, got the supplements from the book. The doctor thought that they'd be taking a pint of blood from me for a year. I was done in 4 months. And now I just go back for regular checkups. And so I think that for me, I'm very proud of the way that when you get certain circumstances in your life that might make you feel like it's the end or that this is just a major tragedy. You know, some people see obstacle and some people see opportunity. So I try to challenge myself to say, well, what are the opportunities here where I could actually, you know, learn something from this? My intention is to help other people that might have the same blood disease to understand what I did and how maybe they might be able to help themselves. But facing things head on, I'm very proud of that.
Thank you for sharing. What is the most heartfelt compliment you received?
The most heartfelt compliment that I've received, you know, this past year, I would say, probably has to do with the way that As we went through the pandemic, we were a fitness business in the pandemic. And there's different levels of leadership, right? John Maxwell talks about this, five different levels of leadership. But, everybody during the pandemic was always making these jokes about leader of the year and that kind of thing. Really just hearing how much I led from the front with our team, it's just really meant a lot to me because I did everything that I could to help our business survive. I know some franchises where a third of their locations were shut down. I'm proud to say that we have every location that we had in the beginning of the pandemic is still in existence. And so got a lot of, it wasn't one specific person, but I got a lot of feedback from our core team throughout the time that where we just really went all in to do everything that we could to keep people supported, keep our dream alive.
Travis, when the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
When the heart and mind don't agree, we have two selves. We have two selves. There's the thoughts we think, and then there's the self that watches the thoughts we think. There's that self where maybe you've said this before, man, I'm driving myself crazy, or I can't stand myself. Right? So when the heart and mind don't agree, we have to return to our authentic self. Our authentic self is that place where we feel inspired. When we feel inspired, we are in spirit. And so to determine, what direction should I go when my heart and mind don't agree, we have to return to that higher self, that one that's been watching the thoughts, and make sure that we are in alignment with our true self, that unique expression that we were created to be. And so that's to me, I start to look at things like, well, what makes my soul sing? What is, I believe that high performers, and we can go to Brendon Burchard for high performance habits, seek clarity. Seek clarity. And so where is your clarity? Your clarity is in your vision for your life. And what is your vision for your life? It should be to be more of your authentic self, to do more of the things that make your soul sing. So we have to say no to the things that are taking us away from it, and yes to the things that are going to help us to do more of it.
What is your favorite comfort food?
Favorite comfort food? Believe it or not, I eat too much of good food. That's my problem. Is that being a health professional, I don't necessarily have a lot of downfalls as far as like bad food goes. But I will say this: that my favorite comfort food, my wife makes an awesome buffalo chicken cauliflower casserole, and I'll tell you this: I just that is just something that I can eat way too much of. And so she's made it for me for special times and comfort times. So that's something, just to kind of have like that pick me up. And otherwise, I do. My name is Travis, and I have a confession to make. I have an addiction to cocoa almonds as well. These are the cocoa dusted almonds. And so I have a tough time with servings at that point. I'm like, what is a serving? Is a serving the whole bag? But yeah, those are my two things that are healthy, but I eat too much of them, so that's unhealthy. Yeah, those are my comforts.
Thank you for sharing. I've seen the cocoa almonds, but have not tried them yet. But after today, I will have to.
Oh, they're cocoa dusted, so they're the same amount of carbs as regular almonds, so that's the trick, right? You're like, oh, well, there's no extra carbs, and I get this cocoa dusting. But then comes the addiction. You're like, wow, maybe it's just another handful. And before you know it, you're like, wow, I've had way too many of these. Yeah.
Travis, please finish this sentence. Help is.
Help is being willing to listen. Too often I think that we listen with the intention to speak, as opposed to really listening and asking. Many people, and I've learned this, I'm on 21 years of marriage now, and it's still probably one of my biggest things that I continue to try to seek improvement on. But one of the things that I thought I needed to do in the beginning was solve everything. What I didn't realize I needed to do was listen. Many people, the help that they're looking for is someone to understand, someone to empathize, but not necessarily someone to come in and rescue or solve. And I think that the same applies in our workplace. The same applies with our coworkers. Like people want to be heard. And sometimes the best help that you can give is just to be present, be an active listener, truly understand, truly empathize, not to necessarily advocate for any religion, but in the book of Job, when Job had everything going wrong, he could have used all kinds of help for sure. He could have used a doctor. He could have used, somebody to rebuild a house. He could have used a contractor, right? So, but what was the best help that he got? He got help of people that were just willing to show up and sit beside him, and they didn't speak until he spoke. So some of the best help you can be is just a true supporter that truly listens and tries to understand the situation first. That was
And
more than
what
a
is,
sentence. I
no, thank you for
apologize.
sharing. It is educational. Well, it ties into one of the questions I had. What is the favorite book that you read?
I have so many favorite books, but I will say that Man's Search for Meaning has been one of my all-time favorite books. That was more of a personal development book than a professional development book. But I will say this about Man's Search for Meaning. It taught me that he who has the why, or her, she who has the why, can endure anyhow. Viktor Frankl was a psychologist who was locked up in a Nazi concentration camp, and he made some great observations throughout his time in that camp. And just observations, he invented logotherapy, and that logotherapy was about helping people find their why. And so that book has always been very encouraging because during the tough times, we need to really know our why, and that can also help you through the professional times.
And who is that person who knows you the best?
That person that knows me the best is Cindy Barnes. That is my wife of 21 years. We've been on a journey together for about 23 years now, and she's always able to speak into my life when I'm going too fast or when I'm off track. And as we all know, with our spouses or even our closest friends, sometimes those discussions can be difficult ones. But if we really, value the wisdom, somebody that knows you as well as you know yourself, you're able to take a step back and self-evaluate and recognize the truth that's being spoken. So, yeah, Cindy Barnes knows me better than anyone else, for sure.
Travis, are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
Yes, I'm heavily involved with the iMatter Corporation, well, iMatter Foundation. And the iMatter Foundation, it fights against teen suicide, also has been tackling adult suicide, and is against self-harm, and they are helping to fight the opiate epidemic. I recently was able to participate as a speaker for a school assembly that iMatter did, and we're always helping out with the fundraising. They've done a lot in the state of New York to lower suicide rates just by bringing more awareness and more help to different situations. So that is one group that I am definitely heavily engaged in.
And finally, what do you do and where can people find you?
Well, I am a franchisor of Journey 333. They can find out more about Journey Fitness 333 at www.journeyfitness333.com. And that is a place of that. Well, I'll tell you what the threes are. It's fitness coaching and nutrition. Our niche is group training, but we offer a variety of services. And it's mind, body, spirit, and we help people to look better, live better, and feel better. You can also find me at travisbarnespeaks.com. There you would find all my social links. I do speaking. I'm a presenter. I'm an author, franchisor, and ultimately a coach. I do life coaching and fitness coaching, and I will say that is the part that makes my soul sing the most.
Thank you, Travis, for educating us with your wisdom on ExecuPeaks.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be on the show. Appreciate it.